April is National Poetry Month, and for some inspiration during these times when we need to stay close to home, we turn now to outdoor educator and poet Susan Edwards Richmond. She teaches at a nature-based preschool west of Boston, and here she is with her poem, One Log Per Visit, Never the Same Log Twice.
So when I'm out with my preschool classes at Drumlin Farm Wildlife Sanctuary, we often talk about guidelines for respectfully entering places where animals live. And there's this one nature play area where there's a lot of big logs arranged in a campfire circle. And in a previous class, we had talked about what might live under these logs, that there were habitats there. So the kids were very excited to start rolling log after log to see what might live underneath. So we sat down and we talked and we came up with some rules for ways to minimize our disturbance of the animals in their homes. One log per visit. Never the same log twice. In the dark and damp, deep places beneath the surface of our play lurks a lesson in gratification deferred. Shadow creatures, blue as caves and midnight, or red as bloodworms, mudworms meander, spotted with toxicity. Some days, only ants. A spider hiding a sack. Other days, millipedes curl or centipedes scurry or ubiquitous sow bugs crawl along bark and roots and offered arms. But the prize awe is the vertebrate who at first glance appears as wet and spineless as a slug. But on second, unwinds in graceful curves, spreads tiny frog feet, and paddles the earth.
Susan Edwards Richmond reading her poem, One Log Per Visit, Never the Same Log Twice. Susan is also the author of the children's book, Bird Count.